The holidays are often a time of family togetherness and thankfulness. The gift of love is something Larry and Linda Sanders and their daughter, Laura Holcomb, reflected on when they visited the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City earlier this year.
What can you tell us about the romance we've had for 45 or so years, Linda?
Yeah. Fortunately, I met you at a dance when I was 15 years old.
High school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. You were just about to graduate from high school, and I was 15 in the 10th grade, sophomore. And after a year,
we went our separate ways.
Yeah. I wanted to go to the prom, and Daddy wasn't able to go to the prom. He was too old. He was out of high school, so I broke up with him so I could go to the prom.
Then how did it happen that we came back together again?
Oh, that was a special time because you had been in Vietnam, and I had been married and had Laura and was separated from my first husband. And I heard you were in town, and I went to see for myself by going out to the Stevens and dancing, and all of a sudden you were there. There was your face, and it was just
true love all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that started our lives together.
As adults
for the 45 years. But it was remarkable.
So if you could only leave one word or, you know, one phrase to your grandchildren as a 70-year-old man, what would you say to Betsy and Kylie?
Cherish love and the ones you love.
Yeah.
It's been a blessing to all of us that we've had that in our lives. I was given a second chance with your mom, you know, when I'd left her and gone to Vietnam. And every time I would date someone, I would compare them to your mother and think how I had blown it, that I would never have that opportunity again. So it was an incredible thing when I came back and found out that she was in the process of getting a divorce. And
had a perfect daughter for you.
It was a twofer.
It was.
What could be better than that?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Daddy adopted you at the age of 5, so.
Then you were stuck.
Yeah.
That was kind of a scary moment when the judge said, I need you two to leave and leave your daughter in here, and I want to ask her about whether or not she really wants to be adopted. Do you remember any of that?
I don't. The memory I have is of you guys telling me about it. I don't.
You, because you were a child, we had no way of knowing what you would say. You could latch on to the last moment where I'd spanked you or something. That was really mean. But he opened the door after, you know, 10 or 15 minutes and said, this is what's supposed to happen.
And we are just really fortunate.
I know as I move towards 70 in the twilight of my life, I've got fewer years ahead of me than I have behind me. And it gives me comfort every day to know that the two of you are still in my life. I love you both.
Right love back you. At you.
Love you, Larry.
I love you, Daddy. Thank you for being my dad.
And thank you for being my husband. Love you.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.